The strong winds at Fort Severn are being converted into electricity. Starting in December, Anishinaabe Aski Nation's most northerly community will be serving a 60-kilowatt wind energy conversion system, said Ken Bullins of the Howden Group of Canada Limited. The system ran during 3 days in July when Ontario Hydro representatives carried out tests, he said. During the 3 or 4 hours online, the system produced nearly 60 kilowatt hours of electricity. The $400,000 test project will determine if wind generation can be used to supplement diesel-generated power for electricity needs of northern communities. The project is sponsored jointly by Energy Mines and Resources Canada, the Ontario Ministry of Energy, Ontario Hydro, which acts as project manager, the Canadian Electrical Association, and Howden Group Canada, which applies the turbine. The benefits of wind-generated electricity include lower cost in northern communities and power production that does not warm. The benefits of wind-generated electricity include lower costs in northern communities and power production that does not harm the environment, said Provincial Energy Minister Robert Wong. The project will also help fulfill Ontario's goal of promoting the development of small energy systems which have a world export potential, said Wong. Fort Severn has some of the strongest winds in Ontario, said Ontario Hydro Chairman Tom Campbell. The residents now rely solely on diesel, one of the most expensive forms of electricity generation. If conditions permit, the windmill can reduce diesel consumption by about 30,000 liters a year, said Campbell. That's a saving of about 20,000 a year. The turbine, expected to generate 90,000 kilowatt hours of electricity per year, will be monitored by Ontario Hydro and the Howden Group. It is turned by a 3-blade propeller mounted on tubular steel tower about 20 meters high. The Scottish-built turbine system can provide up to 80% of the community's power demands. Since strong winds are not constant, diesel generators will continue to supply the rest of power needed by the village of 300. Bullens expects to be in Fort Severn for the next 4 weeks. If all goes well, the project will start the week before Christmas, he said.